Welcome to the Hope for the Weary Christian Woman podcast, the go-to podcast for the Christian woman walking through suffering and hard times. I am so glad that you're here. Do you want a relationship with God that's deep, real, and intimate? Do you wish that you could fully trust God's plans and process and rely on Him through all things and believe all of His promises? Well, take a deep breath. I got you. This is a show for the Christian woman who is struggling to trust God fully because life is so stinking hard. And maybe, like me, you felt like there's no hope, no way out, and no point in even praying about it anymore. I want you to know that as long as God is on the throne, it's not time to throw in the towel. You can find strength, peace, and hope in a closer relationship with God when everything in your life seems to be going wrong. How do I know that? Because I've done it. Hey there, I am Latoya Edwards. I am your Christian spiritual growth mindset and life coach and a proud single mom of four boys. And over the last 2 decades, I have walked through more suffering and trials than I could ever tell you. In fact, there was a time when I was sure that God had forgotten all about me. He didn't. I was just weary from all the hard stuff. But I've come through it all with a fearless faith and a close relationship with Him. And if that sounds like something you need too, you are in the right place. I can't wait to help you find renewed faith, a peace-filled mind, and restored hope. Let's get started. Today, we are going to look at the fifth why that keeps us from being truly courageous in our faith when we are walking through hard times. So we have looked at so much for this section of our program. We have looked at lies that our feelings tell us, lies we believe about the Lord, lies we believe about ourselves, lies that we believe about our situation. And today we are going to look at lies that we believe about the enemy. And so this often sounds something like, I can't beat the enemy. He's too powerful. He's too scary. Scripture is clear. If you are a follower of Jesus, you have a target on your back. There's an enemy out there that wants to destroy you. And we're going to look at really quick, 1 Peter 5:8-9. And it says, be sober minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. Right? There is an adversary prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. He wants to devour us. He wants to keep us from embracing the truth of the gospel. He wants us to keep us from living abundant and fruitful lives. And he wants to keep us from furthering the kingdom and bringing God glory here on earth. And he will use anything available to him to do that. And so a lot of times we get this picture of the devil as this being that is all powerful and undefeatable, and he's big and he's scary. And so we think, well, there's nothing that I can do about it. He's just going to keep running over me and I can't do anything to stop him. Not true, right? Bible is clear. If you study Ephesians 6, put on the armor of God, that passage, it tells us how we can wage spiritual warfare and defeat the enemy. The flip side of this coin that I hear a lot is that people don't even, sometimes they don't even want to acknowledge the devil. Like, well, if I don't bother him, he won't bother me. That is not true. The simple fact that you love the Lord is a threat to his plan and his purpose, and he's going to come after you. And if you refuse to acknowledge his existence, acknowledge what his plan is for you, then you are easy pickings. So we don't want to do that, right? We want to be women of strong faith. We want to be courageous women that are able to stand firm against whatever the enemy is trying to overcome us with, and fight back, because we have that authority as daughters of the King. So that is what we're going to look at today. We are going to look at the best example that we can have of how to combat this idea that the devil is all-powerful, almighty, undefeatable being. We're going to look at Jesus. And we are going to also talk really quickly about this question of why and how to deal with why we're walking through hard times. So we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 4, and we are going to look at the temptation of Jesus, starting at verse 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. But he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said to him, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone. And Jesus said to him, again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these I will give to you if you fall down and worship me. And then Jesus said to him, be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. So I love this passage of scripture. It's so powerful. So let's look at what is going on here. So Jesus is getting ready to enter into his ministry, and he is off, you know, just fasting and praying and preparing himself to do the work that God has called him to do. And so essentially he's at his weakest point, right? No food, no this, no people. And the enemy shows up and tries to tempt him. This is what happens to us. We often find ourselves spiritually at our weakest point when we are going through hard things, because it's hard. It's exhausting. It takes a lot out of us. And sometimes maybe we're just not in our word and we're not praying and we're not fellowshipping like we should in the good times. And so that we don't have what we need when the hard times come. And so the devil's like, oh, perfect. She's exactly where she's an easy target. Let's go get her. But here's the thing. We looked in that first Peter verse. It told us to resist the devil, right? And he'll go away. And Jesus gives us the blueprint for doing this. If you look in this passage, it is written. It is written. It is written. It doesn't matter what the enemy tried to throw at Jesus. He always came back at him with the truth. And we have to do the exact same thing. We have to stand on the truth, and we have to use the truth to beat back the enemy. Because the truth is that he may be a roaring lion seeking to devour us, but he's got no teeth, right? He's all bark and no bite, because we have been given authority by our Father in heaven to overcome anything that he may try to do. And so he's not impossible to defeat. And so we want to look at, how does the enemy work? Because if we know how the enemy works, then we can prepare ourselves and we know how to fight back. And so here's the truth. He doesn't really have a whole bunch of tricks. He kind of has this one trick that he does over and over and over and over and over again. And because he's done it for thousands of years, he's gotten really good at it. He's a liar. Scripture tells us that he's a liar. Not only is he a liar, but he is the father of lies. And it says that there's no truth found in him. So the enemy is not capable of being honest and of telling the truth. Likewise, God is not capable of lying. God speaks the truth always. If God were to look at a green apple and say, you're an orange, he's speaking the truth, and that thing would turn into an orange, right? Like he can't lie. What he speaks is what happens. And the devil is the opposite of that. And he likes to plant little seeds of doubt. Like, he's not going to like flat out say an open lie, because we'll catch on to that. But he'll twist things really subtly. So in this passage of scripture, classic devil does something that he does to us today. If you look at verse 6, okay, this is the point where the devil is trying to tell Jesus to like basically commit suicide, right? Because ultimately he's trying to keep Jesus from dying on the cross. Throw yourself down and the angels will come. But he says, for it is written, right? He tries to do what Jesus is doing. Jesus is combating him with the truth. And the devil says, oh, well, it's written that he will command his angels to concerning you, right? He tries to weaponize scripture against Jesus. He will do the same thing to us. So what we can pull away from this passage is the key to defeating the enemy is by standing firm, like 1 Peter said. And how do you do that? You do that by fighting with the truth of scripture. This is what Jesus does. Every time Satan comes at him with something, he replies, it is written. He's talking about scriptures. He's saying, this is what the Lord says. This is what is true. And because this is true, your trick, your scheme, your plan is not going to work. You're not going to influence me. You don't have power over me. What you're trying to do isn't going to work. And eventually, the devil leaves and goes away. And the same is true for us. I know it can seem like he's constantly pestering us, but eventually, if we stand true and we don't budge, he will give up and go away. He's going to come back. But for that season, he will go and leave us alone. And so our whole thing of combating these lies has really been a journey to find the truth, to find the truth about ourselves and our situation and our struggles, so that when the hard times come, we know how to stand against whatever the enemy is trying to do. And so this brings us to talking about why. A lot of times when we're going through hard things, we want to know why. Why is this happening? Why can't I do this? Why does this hurt? Why is this person hurting, you know, sinning against me? Why am I experiencing this loss? And it's a really hard question because it's, right, it's a good question. Why? Like, we want to make sense of things. We want to understand what's going on. And sometimes God answers us. Sometimes God will tell us why. He will say, this is why this person had to leave your life. But often that question is met with silence. God doesn't always give us answers. And I think that's actually a good thing. If we got every answer to every question that we ever asked, I think it would overwhelm us. Some of the answers would, right? God is all knowing. He knows why everything is happening and he knows what's going to happen. And I think in his grace and in his love for his children, he withholds some of that from us so that we're not overwhelmed or crushed by the weight of things. And so what we have to do as his children is learn to be okay with not knowing, right? When Job cries out to God, why is all this bad stuff happening to me? The Lord does not answer him. He never, ever gives Job the reason why. We have the benefit of having scripture, and we know why. It's because he was a man of integrity, and God knew that he would stand strong to his faith. But God doesn't tell that to Job. Instead, basically what he tells Job is, I'm God and I'm sovereign. And that's where we have to land. When things are so hard and we want to know why, one, it's okay to ask God why. We are his children. He is our father. He wants us to come to him and ask us those questions. But we have to be okay when he doesn't answer. When in his infinite love and wisdom chooses to not answer us, we have to be okay with just accepting he is God, he is sovereign. When we can get to that point, it's easier. And I know that it's not easy to get there. So how do we get to that point of accepting, basically, how do we get to that point of being able to accept God's sovereignty and not understanding why? Well, one, we have to know the Lord. We have to understand who he is, his character, his promises, his nature, and how he works. Because if we don't know the heart of the Lord, then we are going to interpret his non-answer of why as, well, he doesn't care. He's mean. He's cruel. I see it all the time. What kind of God would take my mother, would take my friend, would take my child, allow this earthquake to happen and kill these people and all of these things? And when people ask those questions, they don't understand God's heart, right? God does not delight in our pain and our misery and seeing us walk through hard things. He doesn't, like, that's not his ideal goal for us. The Garden of Eden is what he planned for us. There was no hurt, no pain, no loss, no death. That is God's heart for us. And so if you don't understand that, then you will, basically you'll take everything personally, right? As my kids say, like, you'll be butthurt over the things. And we don't want that to happen. You've got to get to know the Lord and understand his heart, right? And that only comes by spending time in the Word. The more that we study and learn about God, the more that we can rest in his sovereignty, knowing that he's in control, that he has a plan. We understand that there's sin in the world that we have no control over, and that things have to kind of run their course. And so if you are in that place where you are struggling with, like, why, keep asking why. But the answer to your why is that God is God and that he is sovereign. And you're going to really be able to take that to your heart by learning who God is. There's a reason that I put these lessons in the order that they're in. All right. If we can stop being controlled by our emotions, it allows us to finally be in a place where we can find out who God is. That informs who we are. And when we know who God is and who we are, that helps us keep our circumstances in proper perspective. When we can do all of that, then defeating the enemy becomes easier. And so all of these things work together, spending time in God's word, thinking through what we're reading and what he's saying to us, spending time in prayer. And when something pops up, dealing with that with the Lord, all of these things are what lead us to be that courageous woman that we desire to be in our hearts.
I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's episode. I pray it inspires you to draw closer to God. If so, would you stop and share this episode with someone that you know that's feeling weary right now? It would also be a huge blessing to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review in your podcast player. This will help women just like you find the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, sometimes life just plain sucks, but God is always there with you. Rest in that truth and find hope for your weary soul.